There's a new superhero team on the scene, and they're protecting their city and citizens from evildoers. Vidar is a Viking, and Hans is a troll, and they work together to protect Stoughton, Wisconsin. Our next guest is one of the brains behind the series and joins us now to talk about the project. Nathan Peterson is a graphic artist and co-creator of Vidar and Hans with Gary Nauman. Nathan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, tell us first about your two lead characters, Vidar and Hans.
Sure, yeah. In many ways, they're kind of polar opposites. Vidar is this kind of older, grouchy, grumpy gentleman, but he's really good with technology. And he's basically just trying to get by, you know, keep a low profile. And his friend, Hans, is a little troll, not the big grouchy troll with the big stick or anything. But his goal in life is just to kind of irritate Vidar, you know, when it's all in good fun. But yeah, that's kind of his main goal in life. So it's fun seeing those two interact quite a bit. So.
And what was the inspiration behind doing this comic?
Yeah. So one day I walked up to a friend at work, and I knew he was an artist, and I used to draw a lot, but I just kind of gave it up. I didn't know what to do with it. And so one day after praying, I walked up to my friend Gary and said, "Hey, Gary, I know you draw a lot. Like, do you ever think about doing something on the side outside of work?" And he's like, "Yeah, actually, I have this idea for this Viking who lives in Stoughton, Wisconsin." And I was like, "What? Like, tell me more." And so basically it just, the world just kind of unfolded from his mind. And it's just like, I want to do that. Like, when do we start? So that's kind of how it came about.
And what was behind the interest in do this? You know, we see a lot of superheroes in either, you know, New York or Gotham City, mm-hmm. or Metropolis, which are basically just, you know, New York. Why Stoughton in particular?
Yeah. So Gary lives right near Stoughton, and he's always had a passion for the small town. And I used to be a teacher in a couple different small town schools too. So I also have a passion for small towns, and just, there's a certain charm about it. And we kind of want to highlight, you know, that sometimes these towns are overlooked, but we really appreciate it. Things in Stoughton that really stand out are the Norwegian heritage, the Set to Maya festival that was canceled, things like that. And, you know, I'm an out-of-towner, but just getting to explore it a little bit, I'm like, we were just taking pictures of all the town, the city, and we're like, yeah, we could have a scene here, and like, we could put a monster on top of the building here. And it was just fun. It's just something new and different.
Yeah. Speaking of monsters, what kind of villains or maybe misunderstood monsters, I don't know, and other challenges are Vidar and Hans going to face?
Sure. So at the end of our first issue, you get a taste of one of the first villains, although it's, yeah, more of a misunderstood monster, like you said, and it's Bunzilla. So it's a giant rabbit that was basically enlarged thanks to Hans's like antics. And so, you know, it's a 30, 40, 50 foot tall rabbit in the middle of downtown Stoughton. So that's kind of one of the things they have to face. But we look forward to kind of delving in future issues into Norse mythology a little bit more. Classic superhero villains, like, you know, not copying them, but like kind of inspired by that, stuff like that. So it should be good variety.
And you mentioned Set to Maya, a famous Stoughton festival, and it didn't happen this year, but you did a special edition of Vidar and Hans. How did they deal with a socially isolated Set to Maya?
Yeah. So the original plan was we were going to be at Set to Maya and start selling issues. That was going to kind of be our debut. And once again, being out of towner, I had never been to one before, so I was really looking forward to it. Gary kept telling me stories about, oh, they have rose mauling and they have canoe races. I'm like, this sounds awesome. Like, even if I wasn't selling a comic, I'd want to go and just check it out. So, and then COVID hit and, you know, it got canceled. And so I have this idea, like, what if we did like a quarantine version of it, you know, of our comic? And Gary's like, yeah, let's do it. So basically we just took some full size images, things like you can pick up your cheese curds, things like that, and you can do canoe races in your bathtub, or I know there's a 20-mile run or something that was supposed to happen that didn't, so you can jog in place for 6 hours in your kitchen if you really want to. So we just tried to acknowledge that, hey, this is sad, but at the same time we can still move forward and try to do the best we can in honoring Set to Maya, and just celebrating something in the middle of some hard times.
Now, what's your at least opening goal for the series? How long a run are you aiming for?
Yeah, that's a great question. So far, we have at least 8 issues planned, and we are working on the script for issue 2. So, yeah, we have tons of ideas. And every time Gary and I get together, we just kind of collaborate and bounce ideas off of each other. And it's been really fun. So we always have more ideas for more things to try. So I'm looking forward to see what happens.
Well, if I can ask a personal question, do you personally identify more with Vidar, the strong and silent Viking, or Hans, the bumbling troll?
I think I would identify more with Vidar because I'm Scandinavian and he's Scandinavian. Sometimes I can be more quiet. I definitely wouldn't say I'm strong and silent, just kind of tall and gawky and silent. And I usually don't push people's buttons, but I have a few friends who kind of inspire me.
Yeah, I'm probably more on the Han side of things. Nathan, thanks a lot for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
That's Nathan Peterson, a graphic artist and co-creator of Vidar and Hans with Gary Nauman. He joined us today to talk about their new comic book series that follows the superhero Viking and troll duo as they protect Stoughton.